sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know that things are gonna look up, 'cause I feel us drowning, our sea spill from a cup.
Stephen Wozniak.
And I'm Leanne Johnson.
And you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Bryson Hyatt from Glasgow, Kentucky. You're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Sharon Bowling. I'm from Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
You are listening to the Concert Blast.
I am Melody McClure from Asheville, North Carolina, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm BJ McClure from Asheville, North Carolina, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Jeanette. I'm from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and you're listening to the Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Debbie White from Glasgow, Kentucky. You're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Chris. I'm from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and you're listening to the Concert Blast.
Hello, I'm Mossy from Morton, Tennessee, and I'm here on Concert Blast.
I'm Maddie Sinclair from Lake Valley, Australia, listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Leslie Bills from Light 8100, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Danny Owen from Brooklyn, New York, tour manager for Brandy Carlile Band, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Brandon with Train, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Scott from Train, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Jimmy Stafford from Train, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I bet she's back in the atmosphere. I'm afraid that she might think of me as plain old Jane Doe. Sorry about a man who was too afraid to fly, so we never did land. But tell me, to the Milky Way. Tell me, Venus blow your mind. Was it everything you wanted to find? And then you missed me while you were looking for yourself out there.
Hi, and welcome Welcome to Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson.
This is Mike Arnold.
Hey, guys. How we doing out there? Train is just going to be rolling into Nashville tonight.
Tom and I are big fans of Train. Unfortunately, Brian is at another Predators game. It's getting towards the end of the season. Brian does have season tickets, and therefore, he doesn't want to waste his money. So when the Predators are in town, he says, I have to go to these games. It's a family event with him. We're going to have a blast. We can't wait to see Train. We hope we can bring the show to you the best we can. And thank you, everybody, for listening to us. We see our numbers grow up and grow and grow. So hopefully we're doing the right thing. What do you think?
Well, I think we are. I mean, you can definitely tell with our hits, and we can tell from the fans, and we would definitely appreciate that. And we definitely thank our sponsors and people that help us get into the shows. And, yes, we're growing every day.
Yes, sir. So we're walking down, what is this, 4th Avenue?
I believe so.
We're on the backside of the Ryman Auditorium. Now, the Ryman Auditorium was one of the very first churches in Nashville, Tennessee, and it was built by a riverboat captain who came down through here. We're just passing the buses.
When we were driving past the Ryman earlier, we saw the guitarist for Train in the back of Ryman there, and so we're going to head that way, and hopefully we'll see a couple of the guys back there, don't you think, Mike?
We're just going to try. That's all we're going to do.
That's all we
so let's
do.
Go around the block.
Let's go around. But I tell you what, Ryman is a classic.
Yeah.
I mean, sound and outside and church and all that good stuff.
Yeah. That's where they started the original Grand Ole Opry until they built the new Grand Ole Opry House over by the Opryland Hotel. And this place is known for its sound. And it's pretty nice.
It's very nice.
It holds about, I'm thinking, around 3,000 people.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
And you get a lot of major artists. You hear the cars go by. We're out there on the side of the busy road because of the history of the Ryman Auditorium.
Yes.
But when they do, it costs a lot of money to go see them because they had to pay for the ticket somehow.
That's exactly right. But you know what it is? It is one of those things that people can say, hey, I played on the Grand Ole Opry, the original Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, where Elvis busted his guitar and so forth.
That's right. Several you know, legends definitely came through the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah. And as we're going the back side here, and there's Tootsie's, the backside of Tootsie's. Now, Tootsie's is where all the major Grand Ole Opry stars would come out after their performance, go into the back entrance of Tootsie's,
have their party. Tootsie's.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, if you want to know, see a visual of how that happens, rent the movie WW the Dixie Dance Kings. That's with Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
And it's a really good movie how they actually used to do it with the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's Jack's Barbecue, and then there's the stage on Broadway. Really nice tour bus here, huh?
I was going to say, it's got to be Train's tour.
I would say so.
Very, very nice. Wouldn't that be nice? They open that door and say, hey, what are y'all doing?
No, it'd be nice if they say, hey, can we talk to you?
That would be very nice. And the stage and all the good old honky-tonk bars.
Yeah, so here we go down the alley behind the Ryman. Tootsie's is jamming tonight.
It is jamming.
Hey, how y'all doing? Can I talk to you?
Sure, y'all Train fans?
Yeah, no doubt, man. That's the reason we're here.
That's the reason you're here tonight.
No doubt.
The big Train concert. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you like so much about Train? What songs?
Everything,
man.
That started.
You know, Calling All Angels, man.
How does that go, huh?
Calling All Angels?
Yeah, how's it go? Sing that for us.
Sing it.
No, man.
Hey, I need a sign. Come on.
To let me know you're here. Yeah, man.
Hey, how you doing? Come on over here and talk to us.
Are you Train fans?
Here, card.
Train fans?
Yeah.
We're going.
All right.
We're going, but that's not a Train fan.
No, yeah, that just means I'm going to be there, right? You got to, yeah. How many songs you know about Train, right?
A lot.
So what's your favorite Train song?
Drops of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter, of course.
Virginia.
What else? Oh, Meet Virginia.
Cab.
Oh, yeah, that's a new one.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Where are you from?
Glasgow, Kentucky.
All right. How are you going tonight? Can you talk to us?
Sure.
All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
Sharon from Alabama.
What part of Alabama?
Muscle Shoals.
Did you live there? I mean, you drove up for this?
Yeah, sure do.
All three of you?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Jeanette.
Chris.
What songs do you like by Train the most?
Blind.
Blind?
I am.
She likes Drops of Jupiter.
Oh, who doesn't?
Oh, yeah.
And Meet Virginia. You love Meet Virginia.
Yeah.
Meet Virginia, I love that too.
Definitely.
Oh, I think it's well written.
Oh, you too. Earlier, Pat and Scott were out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we got to see them.
Oh.
This is my eighth time.
Wow. Your eighth time to see Train? How, where'd you say? You must have went to the Exit Inn to see him?
Twice. At the Exit Inn, twice in Huntsville. Once in Atlanta, and I think this is the third one in Nashville.
Yeah, this is the second time for us to see him at the Ryman.
Yeah. You're coming to Memphis, too.
Yeah, Memphis in May.
You'll be there?
Yeah, May.
Yeah, they'll be there.
And then Atlanta the next day.
Yes, you're going to Chastain Park.
Gonna try. That's a long haul from Memphis to Atlanta.
Is it really?
If you go into WWE.
I guess so.
They might recognize you if they saw you, right?
Probably.
She's
Jimmy usually does recognize us.
Oh, really? You a stalker, huh?
No, not at all.
In training.
Yeah,
a stalker in training?
Yeah, just working on it.
Yeah. She hasn't fully achieved her stalker status yet.
Yeah.
Bye, all.
There you go.
Well, hey, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, yes.
Who's the opening band?
Brandy Carlisle.
Brandy Carlisle. What's your name?
Danny.
Danny from?
Brooklyn, New York.
I don't know anything about her. Tell me a little bit about Brandy.
She's from Seattle, Washington. She's a singer-songwriter signed to Columbia. She has been on tour opening for Jamie Cullum, and now she's on tour opening for Train. She's got songs all over TV on Grey's Anatomy and a bunch of TV shows. She's a talented little girl, and people should come out and see her and buy her record. It's out on Columbia Records. You can get it at your local record store.
She got a website?
Yes, BrandyCarlisle.com, and that's BrandyCarlisle. She'll be at the Exit Inn May 31st headlining.
Well, thank you so much, Danny, for talking
to
us.
Thank you for talking to me.
All right, let's go. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Man, the people are coming in now, aren't they?
Yeah, we're here at the entrance of the Ryman Auditorium.
Here comes our special guest.
Mike. How you doing? I'm Mike.
Stella.
Hey,
Mike.
Good to meet you. Yeah, you guys gonna get backstage?
No, we saw Pat though.
Who?
Pat, lead singer.
Oh, cool.
We were sitting on the back. He was walking in.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
He said
cool.
Hi. As he's going through the backstage.
Yeah, he didn't stick around and wait for us. He kept going. They're upstairs eating right now. They said. Mm-hmm. So we were hoping they were gonna come back out.
So these are friends of Tom. What's your name?
Rick. And Stella.
Stella.
All right. Well, and y'all from where?
We're from good old Nashville, Tennessee.
All right. That's good. Thank you.
Train is the very best. Uh-oh. Pat Monahan is the very best. His writing is so good. They are the best. I'm so glad they're here at the Ryman.
Have you seen Train before?
Yes.
What's your name?
Jan.
From?
Well, actually, I live in Alexandria.
Alexandria, Virginia? Wow, that's a long way.
Tennessee.
Oh, okay. you come all the way from Alexandria, Tennessee.
I would come anywhere to go see Train.
Oh, you like Train that much?
I love. Pat Monahan's the best writer ever. Yeah, when you relate to his music like I do, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So what's your favorite songs?
One of my favorite songs is When I Look to the Sky.
Oh.
I like one of his new ones that is so cool. I was singing it at work the other night.
Which one, you know?
Shelter Me. He goes, na na na, hey, thought about you. It's so cute. He's got to do that tonight. I hope so much he does that, because it's a good one to work by. You know, it's really hard to pick a favorite song of theirs, because they're all good. Drops of Jupiter is another one of my favorites.
Meet Virginia.
I like Meet Virginia, but, you know, it's a cute little song, but I relate more to his life experience songs that he's got on there.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I got to find my friend.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. We're going to the lobby of the Ryman Auditorium now.
We're lined up waiting to get in here.
We got a lot of people here at the Ryman Auditorium. How you doing, ma'am?
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. And so there's mobs of people here. We're about 5 minutes away from showtime. Man, there's a lot of people here.
It's getting loud here.
It's going to get loud with all the people talking back and forth. So we are walking through the crowd here. We have different people going in different directions. You got upstairs, you got downstairs. And a lot of people here. We got a line of people here waiting to get into the Ryman as we review the concert tonight. There's my ticket.
That's the balcony.
That's right. I can go up that way. That's right. Thank you. I keep forgetting I got the balcony tonight by myself.
Yeah, we usually go together here.
This is strange. I'm going to go on to my seat. Yeah, so I'm going in the train right now, and let's see how it goes as we enter. How you go, ma'am? What's your name?
I'm doing good. This is Miranda.
Hey, taking my tickets. Thank you, Miranda.
Yes, I am.
Well, we just heard Brandi Carlile here at the Ryman Auditorium opening up for a Train. Very well receptive. What do y'all think about her?
Great voice.
Great voice. What's your name?
Heike.
And your name?
Tommy.
Tommy and Heike sitting beside me at the Train concert. Front row on the balcony, huh? Hey, what's your name, sir?
Robert Hennessy.
Robert, what do you think about Brandi Carlile?
Well, I think her performance was just incredible. It was a pleasant surprise. I walked in here expecting just to see Train and not to hear anybody else, but her range and her vocal skills and the fact that she brought her mom out here to perform with her was just fantastic.
Yeah. You ready for Train?
I am.
What's your favorite Train song?
Landmine.
Any others?
Virginia, Meet Virginia.
Can I talk to you guys? Hey, I'm Mike. I'm from Concert Blast, a podcast on the internet. We're reviewing the concert tonight. So you're lucky enough to draw the seats sitting right next to me. I make sure y'all had front row. Y'all, you like your seats?
Yeah, we do.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Jeremy from Nashville.
And I'm Christy.
All right. Jeremy and Christy. You're big fans of Train?
We like them.
Yeah, we like them. This is the first show I've seen.
Me too.
Nice. I think it'll be good.
Well, they're about ready to go on, it looks like. Thank you. Well, we're getting ready for Train to come on here at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. So long.
Thank you so much.
Train saying goodnight at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee.
Perform, it kind of reminds me of Freddie Mercury of
yes.
Queen.
Yes.
Does that remind
He's
you of
that
him?
Same strut.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But his voice too. I mean, the way that he could hit those notes like that,
yeah.
It's really surprising. He's excellent, Ray. Wonderful.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah, everybody's leaving the Train concert, and what a wonderful night we had with Train in concert. Packed place, everybody's singing at the top of their lungs, and people are leaving the Ryman Auditorium. The Ryman Auditorium, Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, what a nice place to have a concert, where they say every seat's a good seat. Let's talk to some people in here first about what they think.
Well, yeah, because it's cold outside.
Hey, you want to talk to us?
Sure.
What do you think about the concert?
That was great.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you from?
Nick from Malibu, California.
Really?
Yeah.
So you flew in, huh?
Just to see this, yeah.
Hey, I had to tell you, they're in San Francisco, too. It's a whole lot shorter.
A great show. They put on a great show. The guys are awesome.
Yeah. Well, good. That's the first time I ever seen them.
Yeah?
And I was blown away, actually.
Me too, and I've been waiting for years to come see a good show at the Ryman, because I saw it a couple years ago, and always wanted to hear something good, and saw this one and had to come.
Yeah.
So it's a combination. Train and the Ryman, can't beat it.
That's right. Hey, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
You want to come back? Well, might have some fans back there.
That's right, man. You never know.
Man, they nailed Calling All Angels, didn't they?
Oh, man. That's my favorite song, man. They definitely did.
I couldn't believe it. The people got on their feet, and
they
went crazy.
Hey, you were singing that song, weren't they?
Yeah, here's some people. A lot of people waiting backstage. Hey, can you say hi to us?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Melody McClure, and I'm from Asheville, North Carolina.
What do you think of the show?
Unbelievable.
Oh,
it was wonderful. It was my first concert.
Your first concert ever?
Yes. And I got to see my favorite group. It was great. Hey. It was great.
Best way to do it, isn't it?
Yes.
What makes Train your favorite group?
It's just the variety of music, and his voice is incredible.
It's hypnotizing.
It really is. It's great.
All right, what song do you like best by?
I like Angel.
Oh, yeah. Calling All Angels?
It was great. It really was.
That was a good show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Going down by the backstage door. Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Huh?
Good, how are you?
You want to talk to us?
Hi.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Lisa Fleming. I'm from Adams, Tennessee.
Adams, Tennessee.
That's not too far.
No. In the boondocks.
In the boondocks. Where the Mount Witch is from.
Exactly. Very good. You know your territory.
Watch the movie.
Yeah.
Give her a card. Give him cards.
Give him cards.
Thanks.
Listen to yourself online.
Oh, cool.
Nice. How you doing, sir? So what do you do for Train?
Keyboard tech.
Keyboard tech. Now, what does that entail?
That entails setting up equipment, making sure it works, and then let my artist take over and perform on that equipment.
Is it a tough job?
It can be at times, you know. Problems occur. We have a Hammond and a Leslie. They're old equipment, you know, so we have to do a lot of maintenance on that. I'm keeping my eyes on that thing all the time, you know. Yeah. So, but all in all, it's great. Great band to work for.
That's good. We're doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And we're reviewing the show tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
How do I find it?
Right there. Concertblast.com. There's
okay,
the website,
cool.
Email, all that stuff.
Yeah, podcast, yeah. Man. That's some cool new stuff going on.
Yeah, thank you.
My keyboard player's a big Mac guy, and he's all about podcasting and stuff. He knows a lot about it. Yeah.
Send us an email.
Cool, I will.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, do you got to take the equipment apart and load it up?
We're tearing it down right now, and we've got hands here at the venue that help push it all the way out to the truck and load it up. We supervise as they...
Where's the next stop?
Madison, Wisconsin. Yep, got a day off tomorrow.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is the fourth day in the row, though.
Yeah. Well, Train will do 9-10 in a row sometimes, because Pat's voice can do that.
That's amazing.
He's amazing. He is. He's amazing. The crew guys are like, nine in a row. But, you know, time goes by fast. I like it. Keeps you going. Keeps you young.
There you go, Moose. Thank you so much.
I got to get in and start back. Okay, good meeting you guys.
You too.
Here, man. Thank you.
Do you like the show?
It's awesome.
What do you like best about Train?
He has the best voice. Yeah. He did Steven Tyler.
Right on. Man.
To perfection. If we could have kept the young lady out of the Rolling Stones song, it would have been a great concert.
You talking about Wild Horses and the country music?
It was one of those, can she hush?
I didn't say this, but I'm listening real close.
It was an awesome show.
How about you, sir?
I agree with her.
I'm with you.
He was doing a great job on his verses by himself.
He didn't do it by himself, right?
Right.
He did a great job. His band is pretty
much. All right, what's your favorite song, Train song?
Probably Free.
Oh, yeah. They did it for you tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Who's signing autographs back here? Oh, the drummer.
Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm Mike from Concert Blast. We're doing a podcast. We reviewed the show tonight.
Thank you.
Very nice drum solo, by the way.
Was it?
Oh, goodness. It's fast.
I thought it was a little sloppy.
No. Right. You're the musician.
Yeah.
But I thought it was great. That was
cool.
Fast.
Thanks, man.
Scott, can't get one with you and Tom. Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, man.
Our bass player.
Okay.
Just let him go. He's trying to get home. Just get your shit.
Well, the security guy just came down, and what did he say, Tom? The bass player has to drive to Atlanta?
Yeah, he said he's got to go to Atlanta, Georgia tonight, so please just let him pass right on through and don't stop him and try to get autographs and stuff, yeah. I think we can do that. What do you think, man?
Oh, yeah, we can.
We can do that.
Here comes Johnny, the bass player for Train. Hey, thank you. Good show. Well, they pulled a car up. Right beside the backstage door.
It's a BMW, so he's...
Hey, there's Jimmy. Jimmy Stanford. Here. Hey, Jimmy, great show tonight.
How's it going?
Amazing show. You did a good job.
Oh, I'm good.
Great show.
Thank you very much.
Podcast, we're covering the show.
Right on.
Great job. Yeah, listen. Listen on there.
All right.
Can I get a picture real quick?
Sure.
Perfect. Thank you, Jimmy. Hey, great. Hey, keep on updating the website with your little comments.
Yeah, that's
great.
I need a new
great
one.
Job though. Hey, Brandon, the keyboard player for Train, just came out, and Brandon's sending all the autographs.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great concert.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
We're doing a podcast. We're reviewing the show tonight.
What did you think?
Yeah, I loved it.
All right, is that the honest review? You're gonna be like, well, it was a little rough.
The only thing I'll say is, where was Save the Day? You know,
we can't do it every night. We got too many songs, so we did it last night. So.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah. 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 So,
yeah. Very good on keyboard, man. It's awesome.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Good luck with your podcast. That's good.
Yeah.
Technology.
Listen to that. Yeah.
What are you recording it on? What's your?
This is just an Olympus.
Have you seen the M Audio? Yeah, there's some M Audio makes the whole thing. It's incredible. Check it out.
Yeah, Moose told us you were into this kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's my thing. So yeah, you should check it out. They're great.
Well, these guys probably see you in Memphis. We're going to be down there at Memphis in May.
Looking forward to it. Memphis in May is a lot of fun.
Right on, man.
Yeah, you'll love that.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
All right, take care, Brandon. Thanks again. Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well.
It was an awesome show.
Oh, man.
It was an awesome show. What was so awesome about it? Well, let me say, John Prine cover tune.
Oh, you know,
John Prine cover tune was absolutely fabulous. Of course, I really thought that the positioning of the songs were fabulous, too, as far as closing with the hit that he's got now spinning on the radio. And everybody also knew the song.
You're talking about Cab.
Yes, of course I'm talking about Cab.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Leslie Bills, and I live here in Nashville and work for a competitive radio station. Lighting 100.
Oh, that's not competitive.
Yeah, well, really, it's not.
Because we're not radio. We're a podcast.
You're okay, cool.
Yeah, we're a podcast. We're doing the concert review.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. Do you know David Hall from over there?
I do.
David Hall rocks y'all.
And Fred Buck
and his retro show on Saturdays.
Yes. I know Fred.
You know, yeah.
From his Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
That's a good station, isn't it?
It's a good station. It's an alternative, adult station.
They play a lot of Train.
Of course. We support every outdoor and every venue that we have here in town, and we're so lucky that we have as many listeners as we do that allows cool bands to come to this town.
So what do you like about the show?
I like the way that it reminds me of a great old band from the 70s. Like the way that they feel it, they mean it, they don't have to act it, they don't need smoke, fog, drop lights, anything like that. They mean it.
His range is phenomenal.
Open range.
He made Steven Tyler wow.
He hit that note, the scream of all screams.
He nailed it.
Yes, Steven hasn't hit that in 20 years.
Yeah.
Actually, we saw him do it in January. He did a good job on it.
Located here?
Yes, we are. We do a lot of shows down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We've done a few in Memphis.
Man, but what do you think about the Ryman? What's your opinion of the Ryman? Let me interview you.
I love the Ryman as long as I don't have a floor seat that's got a pole in front of me.
Well, you know what? There's really no bad seats here. There's what? It seats like 3,300 or something like that. But the Mother Church of Country Music, and when they sang Calling on Angels, it was awesome.
Good. Sounds good in here, doesn't it?
It was. Oh, everything sounds good at the Ryman.
Yeah.
Things I don't even like, I come see, and they sound good at the Ryman. Ask him about the kick drum tonight.
What about the kick drum tonight?
About a 1948 Ludwig.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a 28-inch like John Bonham used to play.
You a drummer?
A little bit. They call it crushed milk finish on it.
See, I was on the side. First row of the balcony on the side. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't see the drummer at all. Can anybody talk to me about Train?
It was amazing.
Amazing.
I Am is the most important song they've ever written.
They didn't play it, though.
They didn't play it tonight, but it's still the most important.
So y'all like the show, huh?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Really,
what was the best part about it?
When she got to dance with Pat.
You're the one on stage?
Whoa, she's the one on stage.
You didn't want anybody to know that?
I was the one in the middle. Like, you guys just girl, and you guys couldn't really talk girl. I was like his hot pick.
It was a great show.
There you go.
Well, here we are backstage at the Ryman Auditorium, and what we thought we would do is just wait for Pat to come out, the lead singer for Train. And while we're waiting...
And waiting.
And waiting. We already talked to the rest of the guys, as you heard. We thought we might just go ahead and get our review started. We might have to end it up in the car, so we'll just take it.
Hey, why not? Why not?
That's what podcasting is all about.
That's what it's all about. You never know what's going to happen.
The lights went down, the screams kicked in, and there was a hum from a keyboard.
Yep, there was.
And it sounded like it was going to be Tom and Mine's, one of our favorite songs, Calling All Angels.
But no, oh, yeah, that's right.
They pulled off the last track from the new CD, and the name of this song is...
Skyscraper.
Skyscraper, he came out there with an acoustic guitar, and he was playing and strumming along.
Getting the crowd going.
Yeah, the vocals sounded great, didn't
they? Oh, man, the vocals, the acoustic, it sounded unbelievable here at the Ryman.
And while he finished that song, he took off his acoustic guitar. He did that little strutting and the posing forth across the stage. Without his guitar, he could do that.
Yep, and the girls are screaming.
And he kicked into it. Another new song called... Am I reaching you now?
Yep.
Would you believe me if I leave you? 'Cause here I go. Am I reaching you now? I'm just trying to tell you that I'm letting you go. Am I reaching you now? Dearly departed, now that you started, I'm gonna finish it.
Lights went down right after that song. The lights flashed on. She never owned a dress. And man, that crowd,
everybody jumped up.
That one line.
Yep, and then he started singing away too. Of course, we're talking about Meet Virginia.
She never compromises. Loves babies and surprises. Wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia.
Playing the crowd.
He was playing it, man, and his vocals all of a sudden start stretching there too, and wow.
He can sing, man, I tell you.
He really can.
Very impressed with his ability and his playing along with the crowd as well.
Tell you what, he's really a showman. Somebody was talking to us earlier, and they're saying they compared him to Freddie Mercury, how he handled the crowd.
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of people tell me that tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he is a great showman. He gets everybody into it, you know, and I'll tell you what, fantastic show.
Then he came out there with his next song.
Get to Me.
Yes, and boy, did he get to the crowd when he sang.
He sure did, absolutely.
Just get to me.
The lights on the crowd, and
everybody was singing along with that.
Yes, they were, and that was a great. That showed that he had the crowd in his hand.
He did.
Time.
He really did, and he was saying how great Nashville was, and how much they enjoy coming to Nashville, and you could tell it.
The next song is a song called "I'm Not Waiting in Line," or "I'm Not Waiting in Line for You." That's where he grabbed the acoustic again and did another song.
I want to be just you, just me. No show.
is when he grabbed a couple of girls to dance with him.
He said, okay, buddy, you want to dance with me?
Yeah.
You know, and you see these girls start jumping up, you know, with their hands swaying back and forth, and guess what he did?
Mississippi.
She's the one that makes my dreams. They call them Mississippi.
He took one at a time. He danced a slow little dance with them and a little twirl here. And I know those girls were just walking on cloud nine.
Yes. One from one side, one from the other side, one from the middle.
Yep.
And we talked to one of them that danced with them earlier tonight. It was a great song to dance to called Mississippi. And he says, but I'd rather have someone from Nashville, Tennessee.
That's exactly right. That's all I'm from with this song. Is I'd rather have a Nashville girl.
Yeah, of course, you know he'll do that in every city that he goes to.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Then the next song, I did Give Myself to You.
Acoustic guitar back out there again. And he strummed a lot on the slower songs, but I really liked when he was free from the acoustic guitar. And
he was more himself, and the people got into it, and he just did his little dance and strut and moves, and I tell you what, man, the girls loved him.
Yes, they did. Well, the whole crowd loved him, the girls and the guys.
Yeah, they really did.
Next song, he just kicked on in. There's a girl in the crowd that he pulled up to sing with, and he had a little funny comment in the middle of the song. This song is She's on Fire.
Yes.
Yeah. And in the middle of the song, he pulled this girl up, and he had her sit down, squatted down with him, and she's about to stand up. He goes, oh, no, let's just sit down.
Here.
And he was teasing along with her, you know, and she says something about her husband's out in the crowd. He says, I guess I could take him. Wait a minute, I can't even beat you up.
I can't even take you. That's right.
I can't even beat you up.
But that girl sang good, though, didn't she?
Yeah, they sang, good together.
They really did.
But they did She's on Fire.
The next song from that is one of my favorite songs, Free.
Yes.
Oh, man. You tell them about the crowd jumping up there and singing some songs, man. They were digging it.
They call me free, but I call me a fool.
Sound great too. Absolutely.
After Free is when they changed the setup and they had a white curtain they put across the back in front of the drums riser and in front of the keyboard riser. They had some stools they brought out, a djembe for the drummer to use.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just an acoustic set.
Yeah, absolutely. And they said that we're going to try to do something different that no other city we're going to do it. We're going to bring out a couple guests out here to sing with us and play a few songs. And it was very nicely done.
Brought a new country music singer out there, Ashley Monroe. Well, the first song they came out there with, and they did it with just themselves, is a song called I Wish You Would. Favorite songs too, as far as the slow song goes. They did that as an acoustic set. The next song they brought out, Ashley Monroe. They sang a John Prime song together.
Yes, they did.
And I don't know the name of this song, but it's something like "I'm Never Gonna Let Her Go" or "Never Gonna Let Him Go." He would sing a line,
like
she'd sing a line.
Exactly.
It was okay.
A little different.
Yeah, like you said, it was a little different. I'd rather had more train songs though.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you.
But after that, they they kicked into another song, which I wish Brian was here to hear.
Oh, Brian would have loved Wild Horses. I tell you what, man, they can play that song good, too, because they brought out some other guy that did the lead guitar on it, and it sounded perfect.
Yeah, this other guy they brought out, they said he did a lot of songwriting with them on this new album. So they brought him out to play the guitar. At the end of Wild Horses, each one of them ended up on their electrical instruments.
Yeah.
And they had a full electric band going at the end, by the end of Wild Horses, so the white curtain removed and everything. They ended that song, and then they really got down. The first song they did on their closing of the night was Get Out from the new album.
Yes.
Guitar riff there at the end, just got the crowd just going crazy.
Tell you what, everything they played tonight from the new album was, I thought it was really a great song.
Then you heard the keyboards again.
Yes.
In a solid state.
Yes.
And when he came out there and sang this first line of
Calling All Angels,
that was the beginning of everybody on their feet for the remainder of the show. They didn't stop clapping and singing along.
I mean, and Pat encouraged everybody to sing along with it. And I tell you what, man, that's my favorite song with Train. I tell you what, he had them in the palm of his hand, didn't he?
Yeah, they were on their feet. Man, great singing, too.
Oh, it really was. Really was.
About a Train show, their fans, they really know their songs.
Yeah, I tell you what, they're true fans, and I mean, everybody, especially the girls out there, were singing along and standing up and just having a great time.
The guitar kicked in at the end of that song, and they started with All American
Girl. Yeah.
And of course, he had to plug Nashville, Tennessee. He says, Last night we were in St. Louis and I met this girl.
Yeah.
And she was all fine.
She's just perfect in all ways but one thing.
The only problem was she wasn't
from Nashville. That's right.
Of course, I got the big cheers.
Oh, yeah.
The next couple of songs is, he says, I got one to sing for all of you guys. And this song is, For Me, It's You. Everybody got something that they want to sing about, laugh about, cry about, it's true. For me, it's you. Give it away, give it away, give it away.
Yeah, that's another Zoo song. Well, it's a good song, though.
He said he wanted to dedicate that to all the people out there in the crowd. And then the next song.
Drops of Jupiter.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. I tell you what, man. Every song he comes out with, he didn't hold back. His voice was just as strong as it ever was.
At the end of Drop of Jupiter, he said his goodnights. And at the end of his goodnights, the crowd screamed.
And screamed.
And screamed some more.
Yes, they did. You know, they were ready for some more.
They came out with a new tune again, and it's one that everybody knows. They're getting a lot of radio play off this song called
Cap.
Days are better.
Cab is a really nice song.
It really is. I mean, when you listen to the words with it, I mean, I was surprised at how many people that knew that song singing that in the crowd, too.
Yes. And then they did the surprise closer.
Yes.
Now, I was told that they were going to do this, so I wasn't surprised. But when they did it, that whole place went crazy.
They really did. I mean, the last song, it's not even their own song, but everybody knows it. Of course, we're talking about
Aerosmith's Dream On.
Man, I tell you what, that crowd was just going crazy. They were singing along, and man, did Pat not nail it.
Oh, man. At the end of that song, when he screams and hit that note, and then he kept on singing.
He did. Hardly even got a breath. He just kept going.
I mean, how in the world does this guy do it? And you heard one of the other guys was telling us earlier that they can sometimes do 9 or 10 shows in a row. That's what Moose said.
Yeah, and the reason they can do that is because Pat's voice is that strong.
That is amazing. Well, we're leaving the Ryman. We waited. We thought we'd go ahead and do our review while we're waiting on Pat to leave the backstage area of the Ryman. He never came out, so we said, this is good enough. We've had enough. We met about everybody else in the band, though, didn't we?
We sure did, man. They were nice to talk to us, too.
Yeah, I really enjoyed them. I really appreciate everybody signing on and sending us emails and letting us know what you like and how we can improve our show.
Absolutely, because you know what? You know, we never know for sure if we're doing something right, we're doing something wrong, and your comments definitely help us out a whole lot.
Yes. Don't forget to vote for us. If you haven't done that yet, please do so. And also, if you haven't signed up on our Frapper map, please do that too as well.
That's right. It's right below the vote button right there when you vote for us.
Well, this is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
And until next time, we'll see you. Thank you, everybody. Bye. God bless you.
God bless.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself. Again, boom, 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 boom,